This is a Power 98.7 podcast. Now we're talking. Subscribe to Power 98.7 podcasts in iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. There's more on power987.co.za.
All right, the time now is 18:34 on Power Business with me, Nosipho Radebe, standing in for Noluthando Mthunzi Mlambo. Earlier, we had a conversation about the how high interest rates are impacting on South African households. And now we shift gear to this conversation now, where we're in conversation with Deputy Minister Park Stau about the district development model. This week, Deputy President Paul Mashatile, in partnership with the National Business Initiative, held a dialogue to enhance service delivery through strengthening local government in cooperation with the Ministry of Cooperative Governance and Traditional Affairs. The discussion revolved around co-creating a functional and efficient society and how the public and private sectors can collaborate to strengthen and guide best practice for public-private partnership model for a successful running of local government. Now, we speak now to Deputy Minister Park Stau, who's live on the line for us. A pleasure having you on the show this evening, Deputy Minister.
Good evening, and thank you very much for the invitation, Nosipho.
All right, let's get into it. So let's first reflect then on some of the proclamations that were made yesterday in the gathering you convened with the National Business Initiative.
Well, yesterday was a culmination of months of engagement with the private sector, in particular the National Business Initiative. Excuse me, but that also included the Public-Private Growth Initiative and other private sector bodies on how we can collectively address the challenges that we face at the local government level. We reached a stage in our conversations where we said we need to move beyond memoranda of understanding to an implementation plan. And part of what we unveiled yesterday was an implementation plan that was signed between the Department of Cooperative Governance together with the National Business Initiative with the blessing of the Deputy President of the Republic. And what is in the implementation plan is a focus on, one, improving governance in municipalities, so being able to send capability and capacity from the private sector to address problems of financial reporting, financial accounting, audit statements, ensuring that we improve audit outcomes, probity and governance in municipalities. There is also a focus on water and sanitation in particular, are critical issues. Many of our municipalities are struggling with the management of these resources, as evidenced in the green drop and blue drop reports, but also in the no drop reports, as published by the Minister of Water and Sanitation. And these reports indicate that whilst we have increased significantly access to water to many communities, the question of reliability has become a challenge. So there are communities that have intermittent access to water, and how to improve this from the point of view of investing in infrastructure to improve reliability. In relation to sanitation, it's about municipalities that sometimes do not have adequate management of wastewater treatment plants, and bringing in the technical capability and investments from the private sector was identified as an issue. But also the matter of energy. Municipalities are involved in the business of distributing electricity. So they buy and sell electricity. So they buy from Eskom and sell to communities, to households, to business, industry, etc. And improving the way in which our municipalities manage this resource could contribute significantly to mitigating challenges of load shedding and other related challenges. And lastly, a discussion was about implementing just energy transition in a local government context. Municipalities that are affected by the implications of a just energy and the introduction of new technologies to generate electricity. How do we prepare them and their communities to ensure that they are not affected negatively as we transition from one source of energy to another? And in this regard, we also had the Ambassador of the European Union, who also unveiled a partnership that's been entered into with the European Union that would deploy financial and technical resources through grants and blended financing to our municipalities to address these challenges about the just transition, but also the opportunities that it presents from the point of view of green economy and green technologies.
Yes, now Deputy Minister Pakstau, COXA has also identified a range of challenges that are expected to be resolved, from a lack of coherence in planning, budgeting and implementation to weak sector departmental involvement in integrated development planning processes. Talk to us about the district development model and how it can strengthen the running of local government, which is currently in a bad state in the country, as you've noted some of those points that you touched on earlier.
The district development model was conceptualized and designed to overcome silos in government, both horizontal and vertical, so the extent to which local government plans and operates separately from a provincial government and national government means that they are not talking to each other in terms of the direction that needs to be taken, but also individual departments in the different spheres not aligning their respective work and responsibilities. So the impact of the work that government does is stymied really by the lack of integration from a planning, budgeting and execution point of view. So the district development model was designed to overcome this problem. We have worked on it over the past few years as a voluntary mechanism through which you integrate joint planning and joint execution. But we've also observed that not all departments are compliant or at least cooperating to the extent that they should, but also ensuring that other organs in society, business, civil society, become involved in the planning and execution and the responsibility and convening responsibility of government in that regard. So part of what we've done is to publish a draft set of regulations in terms of the Intergovernmental Relations Framework Act that allows our Minister of Cooperative Governance to issue regulations that govern intergovernmental relations. So it would actually be about institutionalizing through a legal mechanism cooperation within government together with the private sector and civil society.
All right, Deputy Minister, let's talk now about municipal financial sustainability. The majority of municipalities are lacking in the kind of strong controls and budgetary practices that separate the good from the bad, as you note. What are the plans towards addressing this as a department?
We have to address it at two levels. The first is in relation to the dwindling resources available to municipalities. So part of what municipalities do, or the way in which our system is designed, is that municipalities buy and sell electricity. And that is part of how they generate revenue and surpluses. So it was always designed that electricity would generate a surplus to municipalities. The advent of load shedding, the introduction of alternative technologies, industry, businesses, and high-end users moving off the grid has meant that municipalities have lost this as a revenue stream. So part of what we're working on is the redesign of the fiscal framework about how local government is financed, and an acknowledgement that municipalities are no longer able to carry themselves as was designed originally in the system. So we're redesigning the fiscal architecture of local government. At a second level, it is an operational issue. Excuse me. It is about the reality that even, and I'm using electricity as the example, even as municipalities buy and sell electricity, there are losses along the value chain. There are losses at a bulk level. So bulk metering between Eskom and the municipality is a gap, and therefore municipalities can't always account for how much they've bought and how much Eskom is billing them. So there's a control issue there. There's a control issue around losses along the value chain. But there's also an issue about commercial losses. So you send electricity into a household, into an enterprise, but you're not billing them or you're underbilling them for one reason or the other. So there are issues around metering in the household, but not just billing, it's also about collection. So lower collection level. So it's really the complexity of administering that enterprise that municipalities are struggling with. And that's what we focus our energy on, to say, how do we secure revenue in municipalities so that you're able to sustain them. And part of this is through the introduction of alternative prepaid metering systems, smart metering systems, and other technologies that would enable us to overcome those problems. And as you said, one of the critical issues is about budgeting. One of the things we've observed is what is a uniquely South African local government phenomenon, which is something called unfunded budgets, because the budget is about income and expenditure, but municipalities would budget expenditure that exceeds income and inevitably run into all sorts of problems. So it's the discipline of managing your budget from the point of view of the budgeting cycle, but also executing of that budget that's important. So those are important issues that we are addressing with our municipalities. And those are issues that we've identified to the private sector, where we would need to come in and say, are your challenges cash flow management challenges? And we've identified cash flow management issues. If we had the time, I would explain some of these in a bit of detail. But we've identified sometimes municipalities running into problems because of what is a cash flow management issue and getting government to impose penalties that otherwise would not have been imposed if they managed their cash flow. So how do we bring in capability and capacity to do that from the private sector? How do we create appetite from amongst the banks to be able to sit with municipalities and work with them on addressing these challenges, as opposed to taking a posture that says, well, they are non-compliant, therefore we need to take action. So it is about building that level of cooperation with the private sector. And we're quite excited about the outcomes of the dialogue yesterday and the commitments that have been made by the private sector across the board, from the engineering sector to financing to consulting services, financial services, and other areas. The private sector have raised their hands and said, we are prepared to work with you to overcome the challenges that we face our municipalities across the board.
All right. That's all the time we have for this evening. Thank you so much, Deputy Minister Parkstyle, for that conversation on local government and how it can run more efficiently.
Thank you. Much appreciated.
All right. That was the Deputy Minister of COGTA, Parkstyle.
You've been listening to a Power 98.7 podcast. For more podcasts, visit power987.co.za or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.